my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
We're going over to the UK now to speak to Robbie Lyle. He's the host of Arsenal Fan TV. He kicked off the new Premier League season last year by walking to the Gunners' first home match via every other top flight club in London, raising more than £10,000 for Prostate Cancer UK. He completed his 37-mile march for men over 3 days. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm all right. Thanks ever so much for joining us, especially after yesterday.
Oh, I was thinking about not getting up at all today. You know, that was it was a really poor performance yesterday.
Oh, I did hope you were still going to be okay for today. Thanks.
Yeah, no, it was. You know, considering that we're the holders of the competition, I think that's why we were so disappointed with the performance, because you know we've won the competition 3 times out of the last 4 years, so. To really go out with a whimper like we did was really disappointing.
Yeah, it's the sort of, well, not fun for you, obviously, being an Arsenal fan, but it's the interesting thing about the FA Cup, isn't it? So obviously being beaten by Nottingham Forest, sorry to say, but for them, obviously, it was great.
Yeah, no, their fans really enjoyed it. I mean, I suppose, you know, that is what they call, as they say, the romance of the cup, that, you know, teams that are lower down can beat the big teams. And you know, there was a few shocks actually over the weekend, so the FA Cup's still alive and kicking, so that's one good thing. But it's just a shame that we're not going to be part of it this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And,
it's the first time we've ever been knocked out this early under Arsene Wenger, so it is a real shock.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was pretty shocked, wasn't he? So let's talk about your walk that you did. Where did the inspiration for this mammoth walk come from?
Do you know what? It was just I'd seen. Jeff Stelling had done some stuff for Prostate Cancer UK, where he'd done this real mammoth walk. You know, I wasn't about to take that one on, but I just thought, you know, something with a football flavour. And because the season was about to kick off, I was like, well, why not walk around all of the Premier League grounds in London, and you know, to raise awareness and support for this great cause. So. You know, I just literally just said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And we just went ahead and did it. It was good. It was challenging for me because I didn't really get much time. I was so busy at the time. I didn't get a lot of time to really practice for it. But, yeah, it was really fulfilling.
So where did you go? Tell us about your route.
So the first day, we started off at West Ham United's ground, which is, of course, in Stratford now. And we walked on the first day from there to Crystal Palace. Now, that I think was probably the most challenging part, because it absolutely poured down with rain on that day. I mean, torrential rain the whole day. I'd never seen anything like it. And I got soaked through. I mean, it was unbelievable. Right from setting off till the end. And then as well, Crystal Palace, when you're sort of... going towards their ground, the last stretches of it, I say the last, you know, 5 miles is just all uphill. So,
oh, gosh.
So real, for the first day, that was a real killer, you know. So, and then on the second day, went from Crystal Palace to Chelsea. And it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice at Crystal Palace, actually, because when we got there, we got to go inside the ground, etc. Same at Chelsea. So set off from Crystal Palace, walked from there to Chelsea, went inside the ground, spoke to the officials there. That was really nice. Then left from Chelsea and then on to Wembley, which, again, that was probably the longest stretch the second day. And then on the last day, Wembley, which, of course, is the home of Tottenham Hotspur this year. Mm. And then the last day, walked from Tottenham Hotspur to Arsenal, just in time for the kickoff of the first game, which was against Leicester.
Brilliant. And did you do all this on your own?
I was joined on the walk. There was couple of guys from Prostate Cancer UK that walked the whole trip with me. They were really, really nice. And also I was joined by some of the fans that we interview on Arsenal Fan TV. So guys like Claude, you know, Troops, these guys, they joined me for little stretches of the walk as well, lead judges. So, yeah, it was good. They gave me good company.
Brilliant. So have you ever done anything remotely like this before?
No, I haven't. I've never done any, not that long, no. Never done anything like that at all. Never.
And has it inspired you to do more walking?
Yeah, it has inspired me. I mean, I'd like to continue doing stuff for Prostate Cancer UK. So it's a great cause. Had so much support along the way. I mean, I was getting stopped along the way. I remember this one guy who stopped me, and he knew all about prostate cancer and the testing and everything through the walk. So that was really, really good, you know. And then he showed us, he had a group chat on his WhatsApp where they'd all been talking about it and talking about getting tested and stuff like that. So that really inspired me. And then, of course, we raised a lot of money. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do next. but certainly, definitely be doing more stuff like this for prostate cancer in the UK because it's a great cause.
Yeah. And unfortunately, men have a bit of a reputation for not going to the doctors and getting checkups on anything, not just their prostate, but getting checkups in general, don't they? You know, you tend to, you know, not go to the doctor unless there's a problem, but it's good to get these things sorted before a problem can arise.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I've been very guilty of that over the years as well. And actually, it is like a men's thing that, you know, we're scared of needles, we're scared of bad news from the doctors and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, I suppose, I don't know what it is with us. We just don't like to go and get checked up. But something like prostate cancer, if you do have the checkup and they catch it early, there is really a lot they can do about it. It's preventable. So it is, you know, there's the symptoms there. And it's a simple checkup. And if that's done, you know, it can be detected. And, you know, I recently had, you know, a family member who passed away from it. So, you know, it can be avoided if you check it out very early.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a website, obviously, for Prostate Cancer UK where people can go to for more information. And for any Arsenal fans listening who are awake and smiling and still with us today.
I don't know if they're smiling today.
just tell us a bit about your Arsenal Fan TV.
Well, Arsenal Fan TV, we're available like on all social media platforms. And basically what we do, quite simple, is... we're there to give a voice to ordinary football fans of Arsenal Football Club. We follow the club around to every game and, you know, we cover all the stories regarding the club and we give. But what we do is we give it from a fan's perspective. Mm. So, you know, it's, you know, fans get a chance to have their say. And I think we're really, you know, the only platform where any fan, you know, no matter who you are, where you're from, you can get to have your say.
Brilliant. And how long have you been an Arsenal fan for? Why did that happen?
I've been an Arsenal fan all my life. You know, I became an Arsenal fan really through my cousins. They were all big Arsenal fans. And they were like, Robbie, come on, you've got to get along here and, you know, support Arsenal. And from the first time I went down there with them, at Highbury, I was hooked, and you know, I've just been going ever since. You know, I just love Arsenal football. I love sports, in particular football, but I just fell in love with Arsenal for my pains and just been following them ever since.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, Arsene Wenger's been there for forever, hasn't he?
He has been.
It feels like it.
I'm not too sure if everybody would like him to still be there, but yeah, he has been there for, I mean, it's incredible the amount of time he's been in charge of the club. Mm. You know, it really is. I mean, when you think about how quickly managers get sacked, you know, it really is incredible. I mean, Mark Hughes, who got sacked on the weekend for Stoke, they were saying that he'd been in charge for a long time, and that was only about 4 years. Arsene Wenger's been in charge over 20-odd years, so it's unbelievable how long he's been there.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Well, sorry, go on.
It's been very impressive, although, you know, in recent times, you know, he started off and he had an incredible record. In recent times, he's had a good record, actually, in the FA Cup. He's won it 3 out of the last 4 years. But I think what's been kind of annoying a lot of Arsenal fans is that we used to be challenging in the league year in, year out. And for the last, you know, sort of 6-7 years, we've just been nowhere near it. And that is why there's been a lot of Arsenal fans starting to think that maybe somebody else should come in. But, you know, it is quite remarkable what he's done. You know, we have to give him credit for that. You know, he's continually breaking records for the amount of time he's been in charge.
Because it seems like some managers get the boot after the team have lost just one or two games. They don't seem to be given much of a chance at all. Crystal Palace have gone through quite a few managers, haven't they?
Yeah, it is a bit ridiculous nowadays. You know, I mean, the managers, they really don't get much of a chance because of the amount of money that's involved in the Premier League. You can see a team just go a few games, you know, lose a couple of games and their job's under threat. Even the big teams, I mean, you know, the really big managers at the top, you know, guys like Mourinho, Wenger, Antonio Conte at Chelsea, Pep Guardiola, these guys, if they lose, say they lose 3 games in a row, their job really is on the line. There's people calling for their heads. That 3 games in a row, I mean, you know, it's nothing really, but that is the pressure nowadays of managing any Premier League football, any football club, even in the lower leagues.
Yeah.
Managers are not lasting long at all. So, you know, it's not a job with a lot of job security unless you're Arsene Wenger.
No, absolutely. Well, it's been great to chat with you, Robbie Lyle. Thanks ever so much for joining us. And thank you very much. Let us know if you do any other walks.
I'll let you know about the next one we've got planned up. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do, but we'll definitely be doing more stuff around Prostate Cancer UK.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck. Thanks very much, Robbie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.